at the risk of being cruel, there must be 50 ways to leave the lover. 50 ways to leave the lover. Just to get back to you. Thank you so much. It was a very interesting trip, this saying, you know, this final tour, all that kind of thinking. It's, you know, some nights I don't think about it at all, and then other nights I say, whoa, this is really, really the last kind of iteration of these songs. It's, It's sort of interesting. No, it's actually quite exhilarating. It's not like I think, oh, I'll never write music again. I'll write music. Just letting go of everything that I've been doing since I'm 13 years old. It feels like it's a big world out there, you know? I just want to look around, think about it a bit, and see what happens next. Most of these songs that I'm going to play tonight, you will be familiar with almost all of them. And The rhythm tunes especially, they were written for you to get up and dance. If the urge overtakes you and you feel you have to get up and express yourself that way, please do. Keep in mind the couple behind you may not have the same urge. But I'm with you. Now here we go. silence is revealed. An empty sky, a hidden mountain of stone. But the cat stands high, sees what the heart's consumed. Texas, this is Joel Gutsma. Thank you.
free. Oh, I held this job as an Italian salesman. Kept it moving from state to state. Well, I'm staying with Cora by fire instead of Louisiana. Wondering where a city boy could go to get a little conversation, drink a little red wine, maybe check out the Cajun girl. She dances like a whore.
Since I'm about 13 years old, and my father gave me my first guitar. My father was a musician. He was a bass player, and he bought my first guitar, and I asked him to teach me the chords of the songs that I really liked on, that I was listening to on the radio. Turns out they mostly all had the same chords, so it kind of all went like every other kid on the street corner, and I don't know, then somewhere along towards the end of the decade, as I'm talking about the 50s here, all summer music got real stupid, and I don't know, maybe it's because it was so great in the middle years of the decade, all this great burst of energy and brilliant musicianship. But anyway, I traded in my electric guitar and I got my first acoustic guitar and I moved to England. And there I kind of started hanging around the folk scene and learned how to travel pick. And I used to write songs then, and I'd make up a little guitar line at the top of a song. It would be like... record them on the guitar, or I could transpose them to piano, so songs like Bridge Over Troubled Water, Still Crazy, Volunteers. Woo! Anyway, I'm not going to go through every decade here. So, I think you get the point. Who knows? Like, and then in the early 2000s. A couple of years ago, I was finishing up one of the last couple of albums, and I'm thinking, what am I gonna do? I like this sound here, like just a wood here, and I like the tempo too. All I need is a guitar line now, and I can begin. There we go. Here you go, piano. I've been working on my rewrite, that's right. Gonna change the ending. Gonna throw away my title and toss it in the trash. Every minute after midnight, all the time I'm spending, it's just for working on my rewrite, that's right. Gonna turn it into cash. I've been working at the car wash. I consider it my day job, cause it's really not a day job. That's where I am. Everybody says the old guy working at the car wash hasn't got a brain system left since Vietnam. But I say, help me, help me, help me, help me. Thank you. I have no idea that you were there. When I said, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. Thank you. Listening to my prayer. Turn it into cash. I'll eliminate the pigeons. Well, the father is a breakdown, and he has to leave the family, but he really meant more. I'm gonna substitute the car chase and a race across the rooftops, where the father saves the children and he holds them in his arms. And I say, help me, help me, help me, help me, thank you. I'd no idea that you were there. And I say, help me, help me, help me, help me, thank you. Listening to my songs, I don't really think of the characters as like a novel or a through line, but I just realized that the character of the old guy working at the car wash, that's the same kid who got on the bus in America. Anyway, to Kingston, Jamaica, Monica. little girl of mine. You probably haven't been noticing it, but I've been thinking, I'm going to go into a trance. Might change your mind when you hit your 20s. Might not. You're in your 50s. Woo! It's grade 8. Strangest song title I ever wrote is Renee and Georgia Magritte with their dog after the war. And I'll tell you how that title came to be. I was doing a festival, going to do a festival in Northern California, and I was practicing to do a duet with Joan Baez. I was at a house, and she had to go and take a phone call, and I grabbed a book down from the shelves, and it was the great surrealist painter Rene Magritte. So, I'm enjoying the book, and come across this photograph, and the title underneath it says Renee and Georgia Magritte with their dog after the war. And I said to myself, what a great title for a song. What can this song be about? Could be about anything. It's surrealist, so so as I'm writing the song, I include these vocal groups that I loved from the 50s, these R&B vocal groups, the Penguins, and Moonglows, the Orioles, Five Satins, all of them together, and that's the story of Renee and Georgia Magritte.
Personal belongings have intertwined.
children with their dog after war. We're dining with the power elite, and they peeked in their bedroom drawer. What do you think they found hidden away in the cabinet cold of their hearts? The penguins, the moon glow, the Orioles, and the fireflies. For now and ever after, as it was before, Renee and Georgia agreed with their dog after the war. Thank you.
Just like
And a big thank you to Aretha for her great version. December. And Vincent was on every album that I made from The Rhythm of the Saints onward to In the Blue Light. It's just happened. I mean, I can't begin to tell you how invaluable his thinking was, rhythmically, harmonically, just his spirit. There were so many of those songs that I don't think I could have written had Vincent not been with me. And I really despair that we would be able to play any of the music that Vincent participated in. But fortunately, Mark Stewart here. Jamie Haddad. They made a very gifted young musician from Nigeria. This is Biodun Kuti. I don't know whether Vincent's channeling Biodun or Biodun is channeling Vincent, but some conversation is going on some deep West African level that's completely energized our players and our band again. And I'm going to play a song now from the Rhythm of the Saints. It's called Spirit Voices.
I drank a cup of herbal water. Or maybe I'm a dog who's lost his bite. I don't expect to be treated like a fool no more. I don't expect to sleep with her. Some people say a lie, it's just a lie. I say, why deny the obvious child? Why deny the obvious child? And in remembering the rules inside, I remember when a girl when I was young. And we said these songs are true, these days are ours, these tears are free. And the cross is in the ballpark, the cross is in the ballpark. Sonny's yearbook from high school is down from the shelf, and he idly thumbs through the pages. Some have died, some have fled from themselves, or struggled from here to get there. Sonny wanders beyond his interior walls. He runs his hands through his steady brown hair. Well, I'm accustomed to his fingers grind. Oh, maybe I'm a dog who's lost his mind. I don't expect to be treated like a fool no more. I don't expect to sleep no night. So all we can say a lie is just a lie. I'll say the cross is in the ballpark. Why did I be on the earth?
This was started by a renowned scientist named Edward Wilson, E.O. Wilson. Who was 89 years old this year, celebrated his 89th birthday. Well, Ed Wilson wrote a book called Half Earth that I read about 2 years ago, and I decided that I would go to work for the Half Earth Foundation. Essentially, what the book says is it lays out a plan for us to ecologically save our planet. And so, if you're inclined, check them out, Google them up, Edward Wilson, the Half Earth Foundation. If you feel inclined to contribute to them or many other groups like the Nature Conservancy, there are many ways of helping the environment. And this next song is called Questions for the Angels, and it touches on the subject we've just been talking about. Thank you. sure to go walk to the morning dawn. Just a little office will feel it in the creases and the shadows. The rattle and deep emotion. The cool river. Sweeps the wild, wild ocean. Yes, boss, the government handshake. Yes, boss, the pressure of language. Yes, boss, Mr. Stillwater. The face and the ears and the back of it. The cool, cool river. slipping away. You think so? Do you think so? Hey, she's a rich girl. She don't try to hide it. She got diamonds on soles of her shoes. These poor boys,
he born out
empty as a pocket.
He's empty as a pocket with nothing to lose.
Santa la la,
oh, Santa la la, la la. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes.
Hey, ta-na-na,
ta-na-na, ta-na-na.
She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes.
That's right. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes.
Oh, what's more, she got
diamonds on the soles of her shoes.
Talk about diamonds on the soles of her shoes.
Thank you. Again.
Thank you.
talked about some old times. Drank ourselves beers. Still crazy after all these years.
Still crazy after all.
he squanders his resistance for a pocket full of bubbles, such a process. All lies and jest, still a man is what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. drums, Jim Oberon.
Thank you.
comes to talk with you again. Because visions softly creeping, often seeds while I'm sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound.
And the sign flashed in.